Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibonyabo Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Mwebale kujja.
Thank you for coming.
Mwebale kunyikira.
Thank you for being diligent.
Yogera kone muganda omugambe.
Speak with your brethren, tell them.
Nechitweta agisa kudira.
It does not need us to weaken.
Kubange gululiri waro kuva kusi.
For heavens is far from this earth.
Umwene nsonga lwachiri waro kuva kunsi.
Give them a reason why it is far from the earth. Yes.
Umwene nsonga.
Give them a reason.
Lwachi egululiri waro kuva kusi.
Why heaven is far from the earth.
Mwechani kuwali mu Isaiah 5 mutano.
Give them a scripture Isaiah 55.
Nane mwenda.
Verses 8 and 9. Mugambe gululiri
waro.
The heavens is very far from the earth. And tell them, even God is in heaven, we too we are on this world.
Give
Ecclesiastes 5:1-3.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Tell them why it is far. You tell them, because God does not want to be near to the wicked. And the wicked, they are not allowed even to look into heaven where God is, that they see him. For without righteousness, no one will see him. That's why heaven is far. To separate the evil ones from the holy ones. And those who are sent to reach heaven, they are holy. Yes. Tell them in Genesis 11. There are those who built a tower. And they want to ascend in heaven with their sins. And those people, they confused their language, they could not connect. You tell them, those people, they are the people of this world. And they rarely connect in languages.
You tell them,
the main thing there, me and you, began to connect the language of the Bible. We build the tower which us in
hallelujah,
heaven.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Say
me and you.
You
connected in language of the Bible.
And
we build a tower reaching heaven.
Those
failed last time. They confused their language.
Now
connected language of the Bible.
We
build a tower reaching heaven.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Yes.
You can
understand Bible language. There you can build the tower which reach you in heaven. Have you told them well? You repeat, speak to them. Tell them heaven is far, it's far from this earth. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. Tell the reason why it is far. Ecclesiastes 5, verses 1 to 3. God is in heaven, we too on this earth. If the reason you say, why the reason is far, because God does not want to be near to the wicked. That's the Father in heaven. And look there, it does not allow us to see what is in there. For without holiness, no one sees him. And you tell them, in Genesis 11, try to build a tower, go to heaven. They reach there without righteousness. And they confuse the language. And they fail.
Tell
them the blessing. Me and you. We connect in Bible language.
We're
going to build a tower.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know,
connected in the Bible language, you're going to build the tower. In that tower, it's the name of Jesus. Because he said, whoever believes
in
him,
give
them right to become his child of God. John 1 verse 12. John 14 verse
6.
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Tell them still Jesus is the tower which
reaches
us in heaven. For no one comes to the Father except they pass through him. Jesus, all scriptures speak of him. We've gotten the tower.
Ay, 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 ay. Woo.
Now that's an entire gospel. But we summarized it. As evangelists on the roadsides we are. Praise Jesus
Amen.
Much.
You know,
I told you by the end of this month, changes will be a lot here. Understanding God's standard strategies. Fulfilling God's worldwide promised call. And these strategies, there are eight. We've so far listed three. We want to move on to list the fourth. We go to the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, and the eighth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But that you've seen they do out there, yes, that you have seen them do. It will be the sixth standard strategy which holds the two governments, God's heavenly governments on the earth. Now the department which has been down there, it's called department of the deacon and the bishop. You have deacons down there? Yes. You had deacons there. Now the bishops, they have gotten close to you there. And they will be always there to check how you progress spiritually. Those ones, we worked with them in Old Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 6 to 8. And they helped on us that people understand. Now, don't you think that it's going to stop? And they will come down there, check the books, they ask you an evangelist, the pastor, and they tell you they're going to preach with the pastor on the pulpit.
As you see,
they have done to our brother.
Wycliffe.
Who waits for a new name.
Uh-huh.
Have you understood well? Yeah. Yes.
So Nehemiah,
read me Nehemiah, we start.
Nehemiah
chapter 8, verses 6.
Ezra ne yebaza Mukama Katonda omukulu. Abantu bonna ne baddamu nti amiina amiina nga bayimusa emikono gyabwe ne bakutama emitwe gyabwe ne basinza Mukama nga bavunnamye amaaso gaabwe.
And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered amen amen, lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Verse 7.
Era Yesuwa, ne Bani, ne Serebia, ne Yamini, ne Akubu, ne Sebasei, ne Kodia, ne Messiah, ne Kerita, ne Azaria, ne Yozada, ne Yozabadi, ne Kanani, ne Peraya, ne Abalevi, ne bategeeza abantu amateeka, abantu ne bayimirira mu kifo kyabwe.
Also Yeshua and Bani and Serebia, Jamim, Akub, Shabbethai, Hodiah, Messiah, Kelita, Azaria, Jozabad, Hanan, Pelaya, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. Yes.
And
if you come from the verse 5, the priest called Ezra, he brought out the book of the Lord to be read. But in getting it out,
they
were those who stood in the congregation to help people understand well. Those they called the bishops. The bishops. And the helps.
They
always be in the congregation down there. Yes. Have you understood me well? Then we shall fulfill Matthew 28, verses 18 up to 20, to make you disciples. As we teach you all that God commanded us.
2
Timothy chapter 2, verse 2.
And we
commit to the faithful people. Those will be able to spread them.
And
we want to see how they have prepared themselves in their books. Then we understand
how the
Spirit have prepared them in their minds, in their hearts, even their inner man.
The
parishes are going to be very different ever since the earth existed.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Proceed on. I've been just passing through for you. But let's go back to our study.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. I am by name and voice.
Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No, Bible.
And the Bible reader, Teacher Jacob.
E,
we love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Son of the living God. We based in this ministry. Of the full knowledge of God. And to move rich unto you. God is the standard strategies of fulfilling his worldwide promised call. And God
he
has called all nations to work with him in his final work on the planet earth. And that work, it's the revival and restoration of all things in heavens and earth. As God spoke them in his prophets who were there from the beginning to make the old and new covenants, they be known the way it were, the way it has to be, and the way it will be forever.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So far we have
finished to listing the standard strategies of God of fulfilling his worldwide promised call. We've so far listed three. And we remember that the first
that
spoke of to be the base or the foundation
of our
services in the worldwide call.
You
that is based on the foundation. It is God's worldwide promised call. And
it's
based in the nation Uganda. From this year 2022. Praise Jesus man. We were able to understand that without this foundation,
there
righteous.
If
the foundations are destroyed, the righteous, they have nothing to do.
And
if foundations are restored, the righteous, based on that foundation, and they move on, resume to the works of God in the whole world. When we had in the Psalms 11, verses 3 and 4, it is if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous one do? And he said that God based in heaven, he looked to children of men on the world to see where you put the foundation, the righteous, where there is the Holy Spirit, where there are holy angels, where there are holy servants of God, that they have where they based on this earth to serving God.
We
saw in Isaiah 58 verses 12, if we restore foundations, we restore dwelling places, those of the Holy One, where they best do the works of God on earth. So we are able to understand that according to the Bible, in the history, in prophecy released in the AD, within Uganda, and outside Uganda, we prove that Uganda, it's a land of the people and the nation which is beyond the river of Ethiopia at the source of the Nile, who were given to be the base and the foundation of the worldwide call.
All
that we saw in Isaiah 18 verses 1 to 3, God commands all nations to hear if the banner is lifted.
and
if the trumpet is blown right from that nation, what we shall move on to know, the way God proved in the Bible, in the history, even through prophecy released within Eddie, from outside Uganda and within Uganda,
it
proves this nation be the foundation of the worldwide call. Praise Jesus much. We were told, according to 1 Kings chapter 8, right from verse 40 up to 48, after nations realized that base, and the foundation of the worldwide call, they can base in any place and they access the stewardship of God and they are made into children
in
the share of glory of God and they enter the covenant of God and they are given the laws of God and they are given services of God and they are given promises of God. If they know that best.
So twamala ntugenda ku standard strategy wa Katonda eyokubiri.
Now we move to the second standard strategy of God.
Eyokutukirizo kitwa Katonda kwanza subize nsizonna.
Fulfilling God's worldwide promise.
Erangene manyikidwa.
And this one is known as
nga omulimu gwa Katonda ogusemba yokusema zinga wense.
As the final work of God on this planet Earth.
Okusinjira mugwange lya Uganda.
Basing the nation Uganda.
Kuva mwaka 2022.
From the year 2022.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twategera.
We understood
that
this God's final work on this planet Earth, it's the strongest pillar.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are able to understand
the standard strategy,
that this standard strategy, the second,
it's
the strongest pillar of our services in the worldwide call. And this strongest pillar
is
God's final work on this planet Earth,
blessing
the nation Uganda from the year 2022.
Understood
that the strongest pillar, it's the power which connects heavens and earth in one mission to fulfill Matthew chapter 18 verses 18. Everything we bind on earth, it is bound in heaven. What we lose on earth, it is loosed in heaven. It's to work together with heaven. Praise Jesus much.
And
they say that heavens and earth, today they have to know
that
we are in the final work on this planet Earth with two major reasons.
To
stop devils turn this world into Sodom and Gomorrah, a world of homosexuals, women commit lesbianism, even men commit homosexuality, and the evils like those which make people fall in hell, as we saw in Romans 9 verse 28 to 29. We saw the second reason, preparing all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of this earth, according to Philippians chapter
1
verse
6.
Praise Jesus much.
So twasobola okubanga tujja kutegeera ebintu bingi.
We were able that we got to understand many things in this strongest pillar. And we were told
there are four
angels on the four corners of the earth who make up the pillars, the four upon which they stretch the earth.
These
three pillars already stood.
Africa.
We have the pillar on the side of Africa, which stands basically the nation Uganda. According to that, we saw Revelation 7 from verse
1
up to 3. When we reach Revelation chapter 10, verses 1 to
3,
we saw an angel descend from heaven to activate that pillar.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we saw many things. Last ended in Isaiah chapter 19, verse 19.
And
they said there will be that pillar stand basing in Africa, in Uganda, part of Africa. So we are promised to study much on that pillar.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
Enteka teka yobwa Katonda
We moved on to the third standard strategy of God. Fulfilling God's worldwide promised call. And we are told these words below. That third standard strategy.
Mission
is the mission of our services in the worldwide call. Yes. You remember that mission? Remind it to the neighbor there. The mission was spoken of like this. Remind him as I've reminded you. Yes. Praise Jesus much. Tell them the mission of our services in the worldwide call. It's the revival. It's the restoration of all things in heavens and earth. Basing the nation Uganda. From there 2022. Preparing all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Tell
them this is the mission now. As you see, disciples given the great commission of making nations disciples. In Luke chapter 28, verse 18 up to 20. You tell them that in Acts chapter 3, verse 20 to 23, we too are made mission in the worldwide call now is to see that we do revival and restoration of all things. Because God spoke in his prophets, it's the Old and New Testament. They belong the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. To prepare all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus much. Explain brief what is revival and how is it done? Why is it done? Praise Jesus much. You tell them Hebrews chapter 8 verse 7 up to 8. Revival is done when we have been found with faults, those we've committed in the old and the new covenant, as we twist meaning of scriptures which speak of the entire heavens and the earth, which cause men to get destroyed, and to give them 2 Peter chapter 3 from verse 15 up to 16.
Explain
even what restoration is and why is it done and how is it done. Praise Jesus much. Yes.
Give
them Galatians chapter 6 verses 1, mostly in the English Bible. You tell them that restoration, it is done when people are overtaken in faults. When they have subtracted from scriptures, they have added in them, then they have wasted foundations of the word of God. As
it
speaks Isaiah 58, verses 12. And that caused many people get destroyed.
Most,
when it's a plot from the word of God, and they preach it to others, and
they
too are gotten out of the book of life. And when we add in them, themselves they added on to
the
even the hearers. Now we have to restore back the things. To be able to be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be. Remind, tell them that revival is never done except when there are a holy
spirit.
So they only have the inspiration of God, and we too are of today. God is the one who was, who is, and who will come, and he knows the way they have to be, the way they were, the way they should be, and the
the way they will be forever.
Saying
that scriptures have inspiration of God and they profit for doctrine, for reproofs, for correcting faults and destruction and righteousness. A person of God be perfected for every good work. After that, you point on the 12 reasons. 12 reasons. Why the fallen and the lost cannot do revival and restoration.
Except
God has first revived them and restored them. Tell them the first reason. Read Romans
3.
Give them Romans chapter
3.
Tell them to read from verse 10 to enter to verse
18.
The reasons you give them, find them. The first reason, because they have all born out of the way of the Lord. The second, none of them understands. The third, none of them seeks the Lord. The fourth, they have all become unprofitable, but they were not taught by God. The reasons. None of them does good. For God is the one who teaches how to do good. The sixth reason. Sixth. Sixth reason. The first reason, all have gone out of the way. The second, none of them understands. The third, none seeks God. The fourth, they have become profitable.
The fifth,
none does good. The sixth, there is none righteous, not even one. The seventh, their throats, the mouth, they are of deceit, and their tongues
filled
of poison which destroy. The eighth reason, their mouth is full of cursings. The mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. The ninth, their feet are swift to shed blood. They walk the Jordan and the sea.
They change
one person, make them a child of hell twice.
The tenth,
in misery. They are in their way. Eleven.
The way of
peace they have not known. It's the gospel of peace. Gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness.
The twelve.
No fear of God to hate evil. Now we are starting well.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus. Go to the fourth standard strategy of God. The fourth standard strategy of God. Of fulfilling God's worldwide promised call. And this strategy is known as the vision of our services in the worldwide call. The vision of our services. The vision of our services. In the worldwide call.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes. In this vision, the vision of our services in the worldwide call is to restore the everlasting gospel of the kingdom of God. The gospel preached to all creations in the heavens and earth.
In
preparing the entire world for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ, even the end of the earth.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
No,
I want to tell you before we move on far. Prove you have written down well the fourth standard strategy of God
for
fulfilling God's worldwide promised call. And this strategy
It is the vision of our services in the worldwide call. In this vision is the restoration of the everlasting gospel of salvation. The gospel preached to all creations in heaven and earth. Prepare the entire world for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. Praise Jesus
much.
You know, I want more. You understand these things. A person who has a vision, they see things to the end. It's the reason why restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation, it is our vision. It's our vision because it's the gospel which reaches to the, it takes us to everlasting,
enters to eternal life,
it calls us to worship the everlasting God. That is a vision. And if you do not have it, this you write it down. You note down two things. The first, that a person who has a vision,
he
sees to the everlasting. A person who has a vision,
he
sees to the everlasting. And this gospel, the everlasting gospel of salvation, it reaches us up to the everlasting. It is the eternal life.
It
what helps us worship the everlasting God. Praise Jesus much. It means we can see to the end of things. We must be able to walk when we see the end of things. The second thing that you have to note down, when people have not a vision, they get destroyed. It's to have knowledge to where things end. I've spoken like this. That when people have not a vision, they get destroyed. It's to have knowledge to where things end. For the end of a matter,
it's
better than its beginning.
It
means when I start, I think where I'm heading to, I work much. This worldwide call we've gone into, the time we look to the end there, we move with strength, for we know it's far. We go in the worldwide call. The distance is far where we go.
We
must have a vision which moves to the far.
Amen.
Bible
says in the Proverbs 29, verse 18, and it says like this. Proverbs chapter 29, verse
18.
Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. Yes. Where there is no vision, people perish. He who keeps the law, happy is he. Praise Jesus much.
Now,
see what I try to tell you.
That
we've moved the worldwide call from the nation Uganda. Start there 2022. And we know in the worldwide call,
Uganda is best.
Uganda is the best. That God has called all nations
best here
in the nation Uganda.
So
work with him in the final work on this planet earth.
that work we understand
revival.
It's the revival and restoration of all things in heavens and earth.
They be
known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. As God spoke them in the prophets who were there from the beginning, the old and the New Testament. Don't have a vision to where things end. People can get destroyed along the way. Sure. And they fail to reach the mission to the end. Now it's very important.
We
move to the worldwide call to know the vision of our services in the worldwide call.
If
we do not have that vision, I'm sure of that. We don't see where we are going. The vision to bring the light of knowledge lightens from where you start to the end.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As
he
said, Proverbs 29, verses 18. But where there's no vision, the people perish. It's the same with not having knowledge. According to Hosea 4 verse
6,
he says like this.
Hosea
chapter 4 verse 6.
Abantu bange bazikiridde olw'okubula okumanya. Kubanga oganye okumanya, ndi kugaana ggwe, olemenga okubeera kabona gye ndi. Kubanga weerabidde amateeka ga Katonda wo, nange ndyerabira abaana bo.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Yes. Now see,
if you
join Proverbs 29, verse 18, without a vision, the people perish. Join Hosea 4 verse 6.
My
people are destroyed for lacking knowledge. It means to get the light of knowledge. It's to get a vision. It's to get revelation.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
Now, in the worldwide call, we must have a vision. We must have a revelation. We are going to which far? That what we're going to it is to restore everlasting gospel of salvation, which was preached all creations in heaven and earth. It can reach us to eternal life. It reaches us to the everlasting God. It reaches us to eternal life.
The everlasting life.
The everlasting life. It reaches us to the everlasting God. Have you understood me? For knowledge,
it
which enlightens the starting of things to the end. And the Holy Spirit spoke this in the 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 6-7, and he says this.
2
Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda yeyalagira nti omusana guli akamuchezekiza eyaka mitima jaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Verse 7. But we have this treasure in the earthly vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Yes. God commanded light of knowledge to shine in darkness. Light of knowledge of God is glory before Christ. He said that that treasure, he puts them in the earthly vessels. That the much power, it will come from him and not from us. I want you to join the three scriptures. Proverbs 29 verse 18. Without vision, people had perished. That without a vision or a revelation, people get destroyed.
Era otunuulire nti okwolesebwa kuno kuba kumanya. Kubanga mu Koseya nnya mukaaga agamba abantu bange bazikidde olw'okubula okumanya. Wabula mu bakolisa ekyokubiri essula ey'okuna n'olw'omukaaga n'omusanvu n'agamba nti okumanya guba musana ogulagiddwa lwaka mu kizikiza omuntu alaba okuva w'ali paka eri gye bikoma.
To the end.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But that treasure
has
put it in us that we have that vision.
That
send us much power.
But
the vision says we have to restore
the
everlasting gospel of salvation.
Eyabulira obutonde bonna mu ggulu
n'ekunsi
n'ekigendererwa eky'okubatuusa ku bulamu
butaggwaawo
n'okutuuka katonda
ataggwaawo
ontegedde bulungi
kwe
kakwolesebwa kuba kunene nnyo yesu yeebazibwe
nnyo
era nga okwolesebwa
okwo
oba okubikkulirwa omusana ogw'okumanya gubikkula ebintu byonna ne mukubaawo
builds all things along the way.
Awo n'ebintu bingi bibikkulirwa tumuyinza kuziyizibwa tewali kulemesebwa
leka
nkulage bwe
nti
omanye enteekateeka eno ey'omutindo gwa Katonda ey'okuna
nakugamba
enteekateeka zino ziri fixed.
Yet they are not limited.
Zasimbibwanga zirina kuba ezo naye okubikkulirwa kwazo kugazi
but their revelation is broad.
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much.
Kati bw'onaagikwatamu
if you
nova n'ogiggyawo
or you take it away
enteekateeka eno
this strategy
simanyi kkubo bw'ogenda tambula mu mulimu guno
I don't know how you will move in this world
kubanga ojja kuba tolina musana
but you will not have lights
nga tolina kubikkulirwa
tolina
kumanya bikwatagana n'omulimu guno
have not knowledge concerning this work
mu kuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna
in the worldwide call.
Kubanga mu Efeso
because in the Ephesians
Efeso sura ey'okutaano
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 14
agambye bibikkulirwa musana
he said things revealed that are revealed by light.
Katusome tulabe
let's read we see
Abefeso esura ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'13
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 14
naye ebigambo byonna bwe bibuulirwa omusana gubirabisa kubanga buli ekirabisibwa gwe musana.
But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever does manifest is light. Yes.
Kakati.
Now.
Buli ekibikkulirwa.
Everything revealed.
Buli ekirabisibwa.
Everything manifest.
Omusana gwe gukirabisa.
Light is what manifests it.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kati tuwogedde bwetu.
Now we've spoken like this.
Tugenda gatebi andikwa kati bita.
I'm going to join four scriptures now.
Biweze bina.
They are totally into four.
Tulina.
We have.
Ngere sura abiri mwenda.
Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18.
Awatali kuwolesebwa.
Without a vision.
Abantu bazikirira.
People perish.
Mubate musobola kulokola.
You can never save.
Tukate njiri eba ya burokoshi.
Yet the gospel is of salvation.
Ya mirembe jona.
And it's everlasting.
Aya. Olabye bulungi awo.
Have you seen their well?
Nene bagamba nti okwolesebwa kuno.
They say this vision.
Oba okubikkulirwa.
Or this revelation.
Kye kimu n'okumanya.
It's the same as knowledge.
Kubanga Nkosi yanyamu kaga egambye.
Hosea 4:6 says.
Abantu bange bazikirwa kubula kumanya.
My people are destroyed for lacking knowledge.
Nene atugamba.
Yet he tells us.
Singa okumanya kuba kuzze.
If knowledge has come.
Kuba kulesa omusana ogwolesera ogumulisa.
Has brought light which manifests and enlightens.
Era ogubikkula.
And which reveals.
Kusinira kuba kolisa ekyokubira essula ey'okuna.
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
N'onyolwa omukaaga.
And the verse 6.
Tino omusana ogwa gwina okuba muffe.
That light has to be in us.
Then amanya agatuwonira kubanga tuba tumanyi.
The power to sustain. Omulimu
gwetugenda okukola guvaano paka eri.
The work we are to do is from here to that far.
Mukuba waliwo ebitawanya bwebiti ne bwebiti.
The way they are troubled.
Kati Mukama n'asindika amaanyi.
God sent power.
Bannaye baba mwagala okuloza kumanya amanja agava eri
Katonda mu
mulimu guno
tewerabiranga
okwolesebwa
obuweereza bwaffe
okuyitibwa kw'ensi
yonna.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo.
Kubanga akugambye Efeso sura
ey'okutaano
nti buli ekirabisibwa
n'ekibikkulirwa
omusana gwe gukirabisa. Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo.
era tutuuka ku ddala erigamba tewali kyonna kimu ekitamanyibwa kitegeeza ebyobulungi byonna n'ebyobubi tugenda
bimanyibwetuyita
mu njiri ey'obulokozi y'emirembe
gyonnawabaawo
okwolesebwa mu kutambula wabeerawo n'amaanyi agaweebwa ng'olina okwolesebwa olabye otyawo kubanga omanya ebintu bya mirundi ebiri mu kukolesebwako omanya ebyama
byebyakatonda
n'omanya ebikisibwa byebya sitaani byonna oba obimanyi osobola otambula mu
mulimu
nga nze nze manyi nekakasa
byendambula
kubanga mmanyi sayidi zombi manyi ebyama byebyakatonda manyi ebikisibwa ebyensonyi byebya sitaani kati manyi wempita newe
sitayitaera
wemba mpisa eyewa eri ebikisibwa mpitayo naki
n'amaanyi
bwe mpita eno eri ebyama byakatondampitayo n'okukakkana kayo
w'ekitiibwa
gwabeera tabimanyi opaala
bupaasi
luuka esula ya 8
luuka
esula eyo 8 n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omukaaga era tewali akoleeza ttabaaza n'agisaanikira nti n'agisaanikira mu kibbo oba kugissa wansi w'ekiriri naye agissa ku kikondo abayingiramu balabe bweyaka.
No man, when he has lighted a lamp, covers it with a vessel, or puts it under a bed, but sets it on the lampstand, that they who enter in may see the light. Verse 17.
Kubanga tewali kigambo ekyakisibwa ekitalirabisibwa, newakubadde ekyakwekebwa ekitalimanyibwa nekirabika mu musana.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come to light. Yes.
Okusinziira ku Luka esula eno ey'omunaana.
According to Luke chapter 8,
16.
Verse 16.
Agambye.
He has said.
Tewali akoleza ttabaaza.
No one lightens a lamp.
N'agiteeka mu kibbo.
And puts in the vessel.
N'agiteeka ku kikondo ky'ettabaaza waggulu.
On the lampstand.
Emulisiza abayingira.
That lightens to those who enter.
Babeere n'okumulisa. N'okwolesebwa.
They go with the vision and the revelation.
N'omusana ogw'okumanya.
In the light of knowledge.
Bamanyi okuva ebitandika paka
gy'ebikoma. They know from the beginning to the end.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
N'agamba mu nnyiriri ekkumi n'omusanvu.
Say in the verse 17.
Ndi kubanga buli ekitamanyibwa.
For everything which was unknown.
Ebyekyama.
The sacred things.
Birina okumanyibwa.
They have to be known.
Naye nga tumanyi ebyekyama byebyakatonda.
Those who know sacred they are of God.
Osinira ku kyamateeka 29.
According to Deuteronomy 29.
Olw'29.
Verse 29.
Ebyekyama byebyakatonda.
The sacred things belong to God.
Naye byonna olw'okuba nti.
But because all.
Bibeera tugenda kuzza bujja.
We are going to
be. Enjiri ey'obulokozi y'emirembe gyonna.
Toward the everlasting gospel of salvation.
Biba bigenda tubikulira paka eri gye kubutagwawo.
They are going to be revealed to us to the everlasting.
Ebyama byonna.
All the secrets. Have you understood? Yes.
N'agamba n'ebyo ebyakwekebwa
birina okumanyibwanayeukira
ebyakwekebwa byebya
sitaani
okusinira ku bakolisa ekyokubiri bakolisa
ekyokubiri
esula ey'okunoonya osooka n'olwokubiritwegaana dde ebyensonyi
ebikisibwa. Don't hide the shameful hidden things.
Kubanga ebikisibwa byebya sitaani.
For those hid there of Satan.
Naye nga bwe yagamba.
But as he said.
Tulinga abatamanyi nkwezi.
We are not like those who don't know his schemes.
Tubibikulirwa.
We get revealed of them.
Kakati mu lugendo luno.
How is this journey?
Obeera musumba obeera n'okwolesebwa.
If you have a vision.
Obeera n'okwolesebwa oba n'omusana ogw'okumanya.
You have light of knowledge.
Okubikkula byonna.
Which reveals all.
Okubikkula ebyama bya Katonda.
Which reveals secrets of God.
N'ogulumiza Katonda.
And you glorify God.
Kubanga owulira ebikulu bya Katonda.
Because you hear the majestic things of God.
N'obikulirwa ebikusibwa ebya Satan.
And you reveal the hidden things of Satan.
N'oyambala amaanyi ga Mukama n'oyiteyo okubisaanyaawo.
The power of God to pass there destroy them.
Oba okumanya w'onaatambulira ne w'otatambulira.
Or to know where you move and where not to pass.
Yes. Guno omulimu guba gunyumye bunyumye.
This one gets to be interesting.
Naye.
But.
Ebyo byonna bibikulirwa mu kigambo kya
Katonda. All those are revealed in the word of God.
Kubanga ekigambo kya Katonda.
For the word of God.
Y'enjiri ey'obulokozi y'emirembe
gyonna. It's the everlasting gospel of salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
The word of God, the everlasting gospel of salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For when he speaks in the Psalms, 119, verse 105,
and 130,
he says like this.
Zaburi esuri echikumi kumi na mwenda, noru njiriri olechikumi mwetano.
Psalms 119, verse 105.
Echigambo cho yetabaze rie vigere vyange. No musana rie kubori yange.
Your word is a lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path.
Olinyo olechikumi mwasato.
Verse 130.
Evigambo vyo ngabiguli duwa wo bire ito musana. Biwo kutegera abatalina magezi.
The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding unto the simple.
Hey.
Yes. The word of God is a lamb. And it's a light unto our path.
In the
journey of the worldwide call.
We call
work with him in the final work on the planet.
It's
the revival restoration of all things. If we know that revival.
Done through
restoring everlasting gospel of salvation,
we've
already gotten a vision.
And
our feet move very well. We move when we have a vision with ourselves of our services in the worldwide call.
And
we have all the lies.
Like
Psalms 119 verse
1,
that when the word of God comes, it brings light. It brings understanding the way things are. And what surprised most, after you understand where they are, they become simple. Interesting.
Not.
Yes, in Proverbs, they are all easy to the one with understanding.
If
knowledge to get vision of where things move and where they end. Let us read. Proverbs chapter 8. And the verse 9.
Byonna byangwiriyo yategeera era byansonga eri abo abalaba okumanya.
They are all easy to him that understands and right to them that find knowledge. Yes.
Byonna byangwiriyo yakolacha.
All easy
yategeera.
To one who gets understanding.
Easy.
Plain.
Era byansonga kasofu n'okumanya.
If you get knowledge. Let me tell you, nothing had in the worldwide call except they become hard when you don't have God standard strategies.
Most
like this fourth one we are on to of the vision of our services in the worldwide call. In that vision, restoration of the everlasting gospel of salvation, that spiritual creations in heaven and earth, to preparing all nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ and the end of the
hour.
It's so good.
For
the end of a matter, for the real world, it is what holds the matter. It reveals from the start to the end. According to Ecclesiastes, he says like this. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 from verse 8.
Enkomerero y'ekigambo esinga obulungi okusoka kwacho.
Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Yes. The end of a thing is so better than its beginning. Now we begin the work. But you have to see the end of the work. That helps your spirit never rush. No. That's why as full knowledge,
we
are people who see the end of the thing. We don't rush. We have patient spirits.
You thought,
why do I move at the pace I move?
You said,
let's rush me. I see the end of things.
You keep rushing me. You're going to get tired along that month.
May
I prepare the work to the coming back of Jesus. I don't need to get tired on the way.
Amen.
I cannot prepare.
How can the majestic do things without a standard? I fail to prepare them. When one comes, I'm already tired. And I'm not a faithful servant. Master will find us fed well both over the household. You know, issues of the faithful servant, you read them in Matthew 24. 44
downwards.
The faithful servant stands to the coming back of Jesus.
But
what helps him stand to the coming back? He must have strategies and never wait for his master. Servant has to be among the wise virgins, those the five wives, and he prepares oil enough, lest he slips, and he has foolishness, like the five foolish ones.
God has
given us beef.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The preparation
is
given. Wise virgins,
they have oils
even under reserves.
Unless
they finish the reserve there. They had the strategy. Jesus coming back. They just added it more. The foolish ones. Give us yours. What we have is just enough for us. We cannot dare not prepare well. This is the
question.
One speak, prepare the way of the Lord.
Oh,
he's coming back the second time.
But we
not dare not prepare well, and he comes when we are sleeping. Now we have to restore the everlasting gospel of salvation. That he finds their faith in this earth.
Oh, he asked
in the Luke 18, verse
8,
when the Son of Man will come, will he find faith on this earth?
One who prepares his coming,
I have to prove, he finds faith there. Somebody
saying,
apostle, everything attached to himself that he prepares for his coming. You too become one prepare. For it's not limited those who prepare.
It's
called on us work with him in his work of preparing. You become it. Why I give you all this that you too you prepare for his coming?
Amen.
Why get angry of me alone? I brought food for all.
We eat.
You say, why was I not given
myself
break? Why do you want to break yourself to bring it when I've brought for all?
I
suppose when they packed everything to bring food for us, it's for us.
You
rejoice that they break you to carry bringing. That is madness.
But
your food you eat together. You get
that.
Why they did pack it in you? Why get angered? That because they didn't pack it on you, have not ability to carry, but you have ability to be loaded into.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
There are
those who have ability to carry.
Even
those ability to be loaded in. You have ability to be loaded
in.
You open to be loaded in. And all you
two.
You find parts that nations going to be loaded from you.
Amen.
For me to I commit the faithful who will be able to spread to others.
It is so much
anger of one who is carried to bring to you.
Instead of
taking your step to open and you receive. But I've spoken like this. It is good to have a vision.
Companies
without visions, every motive fails.
When
you begin a family alone,
your
family, you woman and man,
and
you don't have a vision, you'll birth children and you fail to handle them. You even first fail on yourselves to handle yourselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But as he has spoken, Ecclesiastes 7 verse 8, the end of a thing is better than its beginning. Now still he
said,
he has good thoughts to give us a better end. More than the beginning.
It
means, now you don't reach the end. The good things you cannot reach them.
You know,
regard the way of salvation. But ends in the eternal life. If we can't get it, except we've gotten
the
everlasting gospel salvation. Sure. You can't reach everlasting life except
you've gotten
everlasting gospel of salvation.
You
can't reach with the everlasting God. Accept.
You've
got an eternal life, everlasting life. My God.
Satan
targeted in you. These people to reach the everlasting life.
You
must get the everlasting gospel of salvation.
If they are
everlasting gospel salvation, they are going to get everlasting life. If they get everlasting life, they will meet everlasting God. Cancelled from the start,
they will take away
everlasting gospel of salvation.
We bring that
material gains, they get they become for adulterers. The world and the things, and they become enemies of God. Yes. You know the problem there? Let's read in Jeremiah chapter 29.
Jeremiah chapter 29 from
verse 11.
Ti kubanga manye ebirowoozo by'endowooza gye muli, bw'ayogera Mukama. Ebirowoozo eby'omirembe so si bya bubi.
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Yes. The end. There are promises.
Unexpected.
Expected. Not expected. God
to
last people see things to the end. Yes. You know, he said, this is the eternal life. To know you, the one true God. And the Christ Jesus is sent.
People have
to look to the end where life is.
Now,
it's so good to have this vision.
Yes.
The vision of our services in the worldwide call. And that vision is to restore the everlasting gospel of salvation. The everlasting gospel of salvation. Gospel preached to all creations in heaven and earth. To prepare all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now,
you
see how the things are alike.
Never
forget our vision. The person without a vision, they perish. Up to hell. The condemnation of the lake of fire. It's called the everlasting death.
It's
if not revealed, you have to go in it.
you'll be there in the everlasting death. You don't die, you die.
Huh.
A person dying, not dying. Is called neither hot. They are called neither hot.
Person
who feels headache yet as if it's not yet in pain. As if they have much fever, as if they do not have it. As if they don't breathe. The pain is much in the midst there. That's how you try it. People in the lake of fire, in the second death, those going to fall there, they will be in death yet not dying as if.
It is everlasting death.
For it's everlasting death. Every time you're in that experience of dying,
and
it's in a moment of death,
have you
gotten sick, felt pain? As if you'll be healed tomorrow, you don't get healed. You know, when you're in the lake of fire, every time you're in that death experience, I am dying, dying. Yet you don't die. Those things you need to understand them.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
So,
so our vision, the gospel of salvation. The everlasting gospel of salvation. God which saw creations in heaven and earth. Praise Jesus much. Let's go handle that issue. Why the everlasting gospel of salvation? That preach to all creations in heaven and earth. Why? Praise Jesus much. Why was it preached to all creations? Why the everlasting gospel of salvation was preached to all creations in heaven and earth to be able to give us eternal life. All creations in heaven and earth to be given that eternal life. Praise Jesus much. When we start, Bible says, according to Matthew 24, in the verse 14, it says like this. Matthew chapter 24, verse
14.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Yes. And this gospel of the kingdom,
we
speak of the kingdom of God. It will be preached to all nations to be a witness, and the end will come. It witnesses what?
Until
those getting eternal life, even those getting destroyed. Those who believe it, the witness that we believe,
and
those who never believe, the witness they rejected it, they are not worthy for eternal life except the everlasting death. The lake of fire. That's why you see a gospel which lay hold of all creations. All creations in the heavens and the earth. We all, none of us wants to pass away. We want to outlive forever. Yes.
You
know what that we want? If they take away the everlasting gospel salvation from you, they have taken from you the everlasting life. They have separated you from the everlasting God. Praise Jesus much. That's why you have to hate all the other gospels. Even cursing, you curse them. If you get to from the everlasting gospel of salvation, then you're gotten off eternal life. And you're separated from the everlasting God.
Have you understood well? The angels in heaven, it was preached in heaven. Must lay hold of all creations. Leave this taking the finger of God. Now what is that to other creations?
You
must have this vision that where we are going, we need the everlasting gospel salvation, which concerns all creations, to be able to give them eternal life. And they can meet with the everlasting God. You must know that. Neighbors who err in your way.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Not become one of the destroyers who are there. Those who say that
there
with destruction and misery, who cannot do revival and restoration, destruction and misery is on their way. Nations, yet they take their destruction.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In Revelation 14, verse 6, we are told like this on this gospel. Revelation chapter
14,
verse
6. Okubulira abatuula ku nsi na buli ggwanga n'ekika n'olulimi n'abantu.
And I saw another angel fly in mid heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and tribe and tongue and people. Yes. Angel fly in mid heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to nations, clans and nations.
He
was first preaching all the heavens.
He flies
mid heaven. Preach the gospel as you get explained of it. The everlasting gospel salvation. If you do not have that gospel, I'm sure you're not an ambassador of God.
Even
in first ambassadors, the angels, those sent to come to serve us in here salvation. They are sent to us to inherit salvation. They have to come with the everlasting gospel of salvation.
It's
not that. Hebrews chapter 1. Verse 13 and 14.
Angels,
they know those sent unto us. Those with, they have to inherit salvation. To inherit salvation,
they have to
get the everlasting gospel salvation. It enters them in the everlasting life. They meet the everlasting God. Sure. The angels who have to descend down on the watchtower. They know that.
That
come down, they have to minister with those who know the everlasting gospel salvation.
And
they are going to meet us, serve those to inherit salvation. Let us read, we see. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13.
Naye ku malayika ki gwali ayogeddeko nti, tuula ku mukono gwange ogwa ddyo.
But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool? Verse
14.
Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation? Yes. When they come to minister, Revelation 14, verse
6,
they have the everlasting gospel. Everlasting gospel salvation.
Preaching
lands, nations, and languages. Hebrews
1:13-14.
When they come to minister, they come with that gospel. And they come to minister to them, those who inherit salvation, those who inherit the eternal life. After they have heard
the
everlasting gospel of salvation,
it's
gospel preached
reached all creations in heaven and earth. And when we hear it, and we get saved, and they put a seal upon us of reaching to eternal life. We speak in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13.
Era namwe moye, bwe mwawulira ekigambo ekyamazima, enjiri ey'obulokozi bwammwe, mwoyo n'okukkiriza bwe mwakkiriza, ne muteekebwako akabonero n'omwoyo omutukuvu eyasuubizibwa.
In whom you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also, after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Yes.
That
when we hear the gospel, everlasting gospel of salvation,
preached
to all creations in heaven and earth,
and
we believe as the gospel is,
that
when we do like that, we are sealed by the Holy Spirit, that these are worthy to inherit the everlasting life,
are
worthy to meet the everlasting God, and they be with Him. He wipe away their tears, take them
into
the river of living waters, and they drink from there.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why I told you, anytime you see one changing the gospel from the everlasting gospel of salvation, you cast that person.
Amen.
Don't first deny them only. Apostle command people to cast. It's not me who command that. It is the Holy Spirit.
He
commanded singing in Galatians. The one who preach another gospel, let it be cast. Galatians 1 verse 6. Up to 8, you read it there.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Yes.
You
know, everlasting gospel of salvation.
It
must lay hold of all creations. If you find, I say come. Yes. I see travel America.
Now
you first ask yourself. Now the birds, where are they traveling to? Yet the gospel of eternal life, that's where they are going. The gospel concerns all of us. Now traveling to America is not a gospel. Miracles. No,
it's not.
Those are promises of the gospel. Yes. That's why you see, when we studied concerning the pillar, there are even promises in it. In the mission, there are promises in the services and the promises.
But
promises differ from the services. Services made by the gospel. Promises are what they call miracles. Food for the children. Are we together?
For
the Israelites were given the services of God and the promises.
In
those days, they were the best of God. This is what we promise called. And those are what at here today.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
this gospel, the everlasting gospel of salvation,
the
gospel preached to all creations in heaven and earth. And they lay holds of all creations.
As
Colossians chapter 1 verse 23 says. Colossians chapter
1
verse
23. Nga temusagasagana so nga temuvudde mu ssuubi ly'enjiri gye mwawulira eyabuulirwa mu bitonde byonna ebiri wansi w'eggulu.
If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature who is under heaven, of which I, Paul, am made a minister. Yes. The rightful servant.
eri katonda.
He ministers towards God through the people, preaching them everlasting gospel of salvation, gospel the hold of all creations in heaven and earth. Everlasting gospel of salvation that it can give people eternal life, that they can meet God in heaven, the everlasting God. Now I don't know what gospel do you have out there in the world. Those of religion tell us, and those of beliefs not rightful in the world, them, even you who faked in the salvation, what is that you preach? Right now, revival
and
restoration has come. These are real.
It's
not stories like those you have been on. These are clearly understood. You two here now, have you not begun to understand? Praise Jesus much. There are those who say, Apostle, you speak of those people. They will kill you. No. If they are ones who killed their forefathers, me too, they will kill me.
How
did you dare kill your forefather who lived before you?
You always
show off with killing. Why did you come and kill your forefather who was ahead of you? There is a God who is in charge of death. And there is an angel of death. That one is my friend.
Amen.
I don't die. But I will unclothe this body, for I do not need it much. Just for a time of preaching unto those in the flesh. But I know how it troubles. I know the one I
unclosed,
the heavenly body I used to be in. It's nice to live in it. Now I get profits much to unclothe this alley if the work is finished.
Things
of your dying, they don't make any meaning. If the one who's killed their forefathers.
The
last weapon you have here, threatenings with death, nothing that is no more meaningful unto us. The fragments coming from death as we bring life. We came from death.
Whereas
we died in Adam, don't threaten us, we first were in death. We came from death. And we are made living. You bring the fragrance of life unto those getting saved. And we bring the fragrance of death to those who get lost. Let's read Mark 16, verse 15.
Mako esura eye 16 n'olunyiriri olwe 15.
Mark chapter 16 verse 15.
Ti nabagamba nti mugende mu nsizo na mubulire enjiri eri ebitonde byonna.
And he said unto them, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Yes. You know the gospel. The everlasting gospel of salvation. We preach it to all creations.
The
gospel has no way it concerns the animals. It does not impact the birds. It does not impact the insects. It does not impact the plants. Neither the fish. It does not affect the stars.
Even
humans, it has not a way it impacts them. Everlasting gospel salvation. Gospel bringing everlasting life to all creations. And the everlasting life reaches us to the everlasting God.
For
him is the way, the truth, and the life.
But
preaching when we have
light of knowledge is so sweet.
Praise
Jesus much.
Kakati.
Now, any person who tries preach a gospel beyond that of the everlasting gospel of salvation, tell him, the thing you preach to me, I know it. It does not reach me to eternal life. It does not reach me to the eternal God. But you get saved before I curse you.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Point
this second point says the everlasting gospel salvation preached to all Christians in heaven and earth. It was yours to be preached to fight the material gain gospel of the world and the selling of miracles, which has caused many to become enemies of God and they fall in hell, and the lake of fire is waiting for them. Even the earth appears to be the curses, many of them. Praise Jesus much. The everlasting gospel salvation preached to all creations in heaven and earth. It refused to be preached in fighting the material gain gospel of the world and the selling of miracles, which has caused many to become enemies of God as they fall in hell, as the lake of fire, and the earth appears to be under many curses. That you've written it well, we shall study it in detail. Write Galatians chapter 1 from verse 6 up to 8. People who bring another gospel, they have caused this world to be under a lot of troubles. The world appears to be in the many curses. They need to be cursed almost. Starting from Satan, Jezebel, the fallen angels who appear demons of clans, even those who connive with Satan in fighting righteousness right from children of men.
You've
written Galatians chapter 1 verse 6 up to 8. People who change the gospel and they put it in the material gains of the world, they make us become enemies of God. According to James chapter 4 and the verse 4, you will read them. Because he
said,
don't you know, adulteress, that friendship with the world is enmity with God, and whoever loves the world becomes an enemy of God. You know Satan what he did?
Changing
the gospel from the everlasting gospel salvation that preached all creation in heaven and earth.
Yes,
he turned us into enemies when they brought the gospel of the desires of this world. Praise Jesus much. Because Bible says that the earth and the lusts of it, they do not come from the Lord. In the first John, you write it down, chapter 2 verse 15 to 17. We shall study them in the details. And you see what happens. Therefore, get we have gotten in a war. For the everlasting gospel of salvation that preached to all creations in heaven and earth, it resumes to be preached to fight the material gain gospel of the world.
and the selling of miracles, which caused many become enemies of God, and many fell within hell as the lake of fire waiting for them. And the world appeared to be in many curses. The homosexuality you see,
COVID
cometh in the world, different sicknesses. Because those he explained the Isaiah 24 verses 1 to
10.
After the world changes those, it's in the midst of curses.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Next point we shall move on to see the everlasting gospel of salvation. It's the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heavens. Praise Jesus much. The everlasting gospel of salvation, it's the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. That the gospel of salvation, the everlasting gospel, something spoken of just remain hanging in space. It has its meaning. We have said,
point
we shall see in the detail, that the everlasting gospel of salvation, it's the gospel of the kingdom of God,
then the,
his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Where he tells us we first seek for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and the rest he will add them to us.
Don't
enter in the love of the world as the other do it to us. Preaching which enters in the love of the world.
For
God is ready to give us, to add on us all we need. You will read in the Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 up to 33. When he said that first seek for the kingdom of God and his righteousness,
and
the rest he will add them to us. Praise Jesus much. We shall start get explained what is the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? We shall understand it is the Holy Spirit and his works of righteousness. We shall understand what is the kingdom of God, that it is the Holy Spirit and his works of righteousness. According to Matthew chapter 12, verse 28,
then
he said, when I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. So
we
shall move understand that point. That is the kingdom of God, that it is the Holy Spirit and his works of righteousness. Matthew 12, verse 28, when I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come. Then we shall understand the gospel of the kingdom of God. It is the gospel of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Scriptures. We shall understand that the gospel of the kingdom of God, it is the gospel of the Holy Spirit. They are the Holy Scriptures. Sure. Very clear. Yes. If you have preached the gospel of the kingdom of God, you know it's the gospel of the Holy Spirit.
But
the Holy Spirit is the kingdom of God.
And
it's gospel, they are the Holy Scriptures. If you go beyond that, you are out of the gospel of the kingdom of God. That is what is peace of most. Isaiah 34 verse 16.
When
it says, seek in the book of the Lord and read, none will lack its merits,
for
the mouth of the Lord commanded,
and
the Holy Spirit gathered.
The one who gathered that entire gospel.
The
prophets never spoke what they wanted. But they spoke what came from God. As they were led by the Holy Spirit. We shall understand them.
The
next thing we shall move to understand. What is the righteousness of God? What is the righteousness of God? Understand the righteousness of God.
It
comes from believing God.
And
the faith comes from hearing. And hearing the word of God. Even to put it in action. Praise Jesus much. I said we're going to understand. What is the righteousness of God? The righteousness of God comes from believing God. And the faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, even to put them in action. Yes. For Hebrews 11 in the verse 6. For no one can please God without faith. For he who cometh to God
must
believe that God is present and is a rewarder to all who seek for him. They seek him in his book. The point we've come from above. They just follow each other. Sure.
Aha.
And those who believe God. Romans 10 verse 17. Bible says. Faith comes from hearing. And hearing the word of God. Yet those who believe, they believe with their hearts. Romans 10 verse 10. Yes. A person believe with their hearts. Not in words. No. You must believe right from your heart. You confess with your mouth to be saved. We are then in the gospel of salvation. Sure. Have you seen it?
Yes,
sir. Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. And in James chapter 2, verse 26, faith without works is dead. Now, the righteousness of God, it moves like that. When we shall be explaining to the world, we shall differentiate it from these ones which people do by themselves.
It's
spoken most in Romans 10. When they did not know the righteousness of God, and they established their own and they proclaimed their saints by themselves. Praise Jesus much.
We
shall end knowing what the kingdom of heaven is. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
As we move through the kingdom of heavens on the earth, as we reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven, what is the kingdom of heaven? Praise Jesus much. As we draw heavens, when we preach the kingdom of heaven, we draw heavens in the people. As we reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven, right from the planet earth, passing through all the heavens to the third heaven,
and
go above all the heavens before creation happened at the beginning and the end. Right there we find the new heavens and the new earth.
Even
beyond new heavens, new earth, up to the everlasting, the everlasting life, that's where it springs from. The everlasting God, that's where he dwells,
for
the everlasting gospel of salvation.
Then we are in Matthew. Matthew 10 verse
7.
Go preach people, the kingdom of heaven is in our hands. Matthew 28. Verse 18 to 20 it comes to pass. You make them disciples. Teach them all that I commanded you. Matthew 14 verse 11 comes to pass. You are blessed to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven and reveal from planet earth. That it brings in the heavenly journey.
It
would be the one to end in explaining within detail.
Standard strategy.
Go to explain the standard strategy in the fullness. It ends to give you the heavenly journey. The 7-year heavenly biblical journey. From there 2005 to 2011 in the spiritual transport. From this planet us where we are, passing through all the heavens, even the third heaven, to reach above all the heavens before creation happens, at the beginning and the end, where we find new heavens and a new earth, even beyond all the new heavens, to reaching the everlasting, everlasting life, it springs, the everlasting God, it's where it springs from. Have you understood well? That pillar will be concluded like that. Now on the day of Wednesday, yes, I will request you come back and we go on the fifth standard strategy of God and we to give it to you in the summary. Yes. Then we shall go to the 6th, the 7th, and the 8th. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Let's go praise the Lord. We worship Him. We thank Him for the good service, the good strategy He's given us for fulfilling the worldwide call.
Amen.
Amen.